future to secure. And that's why Bali keeps working day after day. Because just as we deliver free education, we will keep delivering. For every child still waiting and every family still rising. Until progress is something every Zambian feels. We started the change. Now let's finish the job. On the 13th of August, 2026, vote for Hakainde Hichilema as President of the Republic of Zambia. And let us continue to move Zambia forward together.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
This is a story of legacy and growth. This is a story of Jacob Chunga and his food processing company, Jaja Farms Limited, a company that values healthy eating. It's a story of becoming one of the great in the food processing industry. At Absa, we are proud to provide Jacob with the right tools for his growth through our tailored SME financial support. We see your story and invite you to write it with us. Your story matters, Absa.
Copperbelt police say mineral-related crimes dominate province's crime profiles. DEC intercepts public service bus carrying drugs hidden in fuel tanks in Kawe. In global news, Ghana Parliament passes anti-LGBTQ bill. Hello and welcome to the Phoenix FM Main News. My name is Constance Moizina Mwinga. Copperbelt Province Police Commissioner Mwala Yui says cases involving theft of minerals and goods in transit remain among the most pronounced crimes in the province due to their economic significance. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Yui said while the Copperbelt records various offences, including murder, fraud and aggravated robbery, mineral-related crimes tend to attract greater public attention because of the value attached to the commodities involved. He says the province's status as Zambia's mining hub makes it particularly vulnerable to crimes involving the illegal movement and theft of minerals. Mr. Yui explained that although police continue to record and investigate other serious crimes, cases involving minerals often dominate public discussion because of their potential impact on the economy. He says police remain committed to combating all forms of crime and ensuring that offenders are brought to justice, regardless of the nature of the offense.
Copperbelt speaks for itself. Minerals is one of the crime that we do, but that does not mean this is the only crime. There are a number of crimes that are happening here in Copperbelt, but I'm sure you haven't just covered them. There are murder cases, there are assault cases. You can mention them, you know, aggravated robberies, yeah. But this one, concerning theft of goods in transit or theft of minerals, is more pronounced because it's economically, you know, viral, yeah? Who wouldn't want to talk about money?
Recently, police on the Copperbelt intercepted a truck carrying 27 by 1,000 kg bags of suspected copper concentrate at the Kafulafuta security checkpoint in Masaita district as part of ongoing efforts to curb mineral theft and related crimes in the province. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, in Central Province has jointly charged and arrested five suspects following the interception of a public service bus allegedly used in the trafficking of illicit drugs along the Great North Road in Kawe. The suspects have been identified as Cassius Kundangoma of Mushili Compound in Indola, who was additionally found in possession of 11 tablets of suspected narcotic drugs, David Savinda, a bus driver of Garden House in Lusaka, Moses Hamijila, also a bus driver of Lusaka West, Kelvin Chola, a bus conductor and resident of Kitwe Township, and Miles Tulimba, also a bus conductor of Olympia Township in Lusaka. DEC Deputy Public Relations Officer Teresa Mwere says facts of the matter are that the commission received intelligence information indicating that a public service bus, which had earlier crossed into Zambia through Chirundo border post from South Africa, destined for the Copperbelt province, was allegedly transporting compressed high-grade cannabis and Benlin with codeine. Ms. Mwere says, acting swiftly on the intelligence, DEC officers instituted a controlled delivery operation and mounted a checkpoint near Kasanda Police Station in Kabwe, where the said bus was successfully intercepted and searched. She has revealed that during the operation, officers discovered three packs of compressed high-grade cannabis weighing approximately 3.1 kilograms, three boxes containing 143 bottles of Benlin with codeine, and 11 tablets of suspected narcotic drugs. Ms. Mwere says the contraband was carefully concealed in the fuel tank compartment of the bus in an attempt to evade detection by law enforcement officers. She says the commission has since impounded the bus and arrested the five suspects in connection with the offense and are expected to appear in court soon.
The Drug Enforcement Commission in Central Province has jointly charged and arrested five suspects following the interception of a public service bus allegedly used in the trafficking of illicit drugs during a successful intelligence-led operation conducted along the Great North Road in Kabwe. The operation was conducted after the commission received information that a bus which entered Zambia through Chirundo border post from South Africa, destined for the Copperbelt province, was carrying compressed cannabis and Benlin with codeine.
In an unfortunate development, Konkola Copper Mines KCM has announced the death of a shaft boilermaker who was involved in a workplace incident earlier this week. Phoenix News has learned that the deceased, identified as Timothy Mwanashiku, a boilermaker at 4 Shaft, was crushed by rocks as he was working. And KCM Chief Corporate Affairs Officer Dr. John Kunda said the employee passed away last night after suffering a cardiac arrest. Dr. Kunda says all relevant regulatory authorities have been notified and investigations are underway to establish the circumstances surrounding the incident. He says KCM has also identified its internal investigations and implemented immediate safety review measures following the worker's death. In a statement issued to Phoenix News, Dr. Kunda says further information will be provided as investigations progress. Police in Chipata Eastern Province have arrested a 24-year-old man for allegedly attempting to use a counterfeit 500 kwacha banknote at a fuel station. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwamba has confirmed the incident, which occurred yesterday morning at Engine Fueling Station in Chipata Town. Mr. Mwamba says the fuel attendant, Blackson Tembo, reported on behalf of Engine Fueling Station that the suspect, Josphat Banda, bought 2 liters of petrol worth 60 kwacha and produced a 500 kwacha note. He has said in a statement that the fuel attendant became suspicious after feeling the texture of the note and took it to his supervisor for analysis, upon which it was confirmed to be fake. Mr. Mwamba says the fuel attendant quickly alerted police, who apprehended the suspect on the spot. Mufulira District Chamber of Commerce and Industry President Ebony Patelli has called for increased investment in manufacturing industries to accelerate business opportunities and economic growth in the district. Mr. Patelli says Mufulira cannot continue relying heavily on mining as the main source of employment and economic activity, explaining that mining operations have continued to shrink over the years despite efforts to revive the sector, resulting in limited employment opportunities for local people. He has told Phoenix News that mines can only employ a small number of workers, leaving many residents without sustainable sources of income. Commenting on the town's business potential, Mr. Patelli said there is huge potential for growth through manufacturing and cross-border trade, especially considering Mufulira's proximity to the Democratic Republic of Congo. He notes that if proper systems and procedures are put in place, businesses would benefit significantly across the border. Mr. Patelli, however, expressed concern over the lack of clear mechanisms to support businesses involved in cross-border trade, following government's ban on the export of mineral products through informal channels.
There's no proper way of getting things. So we are losing as business, but also government is losing even university because the people are taking things across the border without following the procedure as opposed to contribute to the government coffers. So